today's lesson, how can we please God? How we can please God is to have inner peace in Him. I have chosen to read verses, chapter in Psalms, chapter 34, verses 8 through 14. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fears of the Lord. Whoever of you love life and desires to see many good things, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The first part on chapter 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. We all love to taste something good, and and give God a try. Also in verse 8, blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. To me, I take that as going to a secure place from a storm of life. Also in verse 9, fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. If we don't fear God, our life's journey will be very rocky. When we fear God, we have peace and understanding that God will get us through whatever comes our way. Verse 11 says, come, my children. Listen to me. I will teach you fears of the Lord. God says, come and I will teach and fear the Lord and His holiness and His power. In verse 13, it says, keep your tongues from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Our lips speak lies. God will give us the right words to speak if we totally rely on Him. And then in verse 14, turn from evil and do good. Just turn from evil and then do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Turn from evil, not turning yield. Not turning yield feels to disaster. And do good, yield a good harvest. And we have to seek peace in our hearts instead of worry and anxious, being anxious, and pursue it, totally give ourselves over to His ways of serving Him. My wife had came across something in a book that I'm going to read. It's a little poem-like, but it goes like this. Everything I found, each new day is an opportunity to start all over again, to cleanse our minds and hearts anew and to clarify our vision. And let us not cluster up today's with leaving of other days. I leave that as a challenge. Let's bow our hearts for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, again I come to you, Father. I just pray you be with the teachers, Father. Just give them strength. Give them words to speak, Father. Just again, we thank you for this day and that we set aside for you, Father. We know that you can bless us abundantly, Father. We just sense your presence in everything we do. And Father, again, we just want to give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.